Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast coming straight from Garabandal, Spain. We offer you the love of our Holy Mother and of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as we continue our practice today in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 13, verses 28 through 31. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that He is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Takes your breath away to think about what Jesus does for your life. Your actions are more than just words. They are the substance that makes you who you are. Jesus spoke of this, His eternal word, the words of a creator who sought to share salvation with the world. To never die, what each and every human wished for, and seemingly only the ones who surrender to the thought of life eternal in Christ have obtained. Sometimes you help others so they can see this type of forgiveness. No matter what you are willing to forgive, to allow true healing to occur. This is not a joke, but a reality Jesus had spoke to offer each and every human being this chance of a real paradise that provides the beauty of living redeemed. Unless you stop taking advantage of others and keep your word, you are nothing but a sorry excuse for a human that has no real chance of seeing Jesus take your sins away. You will wallow in your immoralities without a chance to know the charity of love, faith, and hope of His mercy. Once you give until it hurts, then Jesus will honor you with His protection, passion, and persistence of knowing life eternal, willing to share and forgive, knowing His grace lives forever. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Michael Oliveri. We pray for our niece Brittany, who's dealing with brain cancer, a mother of four at the age of 33. We pray for our Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. What an amazing Lady of Grace she is. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 with verses 28 through 31. It is a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Words Mine Will Never Quit. Tree of figs, lesson learn. Leaves sprout, tender branches. Near is summer's burn. Heaven's might is upon us, not ugly witches. You, I say, amen, so you won't forget. pass will earth and heaven forever. Words mine will never quit, pass certainly not away my words, never. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 2nd, 2022. I'm recording late at 11:59 a.m. Eastern, or Spain time, 11 p.m. I should say. I'm a little behind in some of the writings these last couple of days, but only by a little bit, just because we're doing a lot of stuff in our sabbatical. We ask for prayers of safety and prayers of love and faith and hope to keep us going each day. We're off to Lourdes, France soon to experience the healing waters of Lourdes and to continue to share what Holy Mother Church teaches about the Mother of God. What a beautiful opportunity to understand the joy of living redeemed in Christ. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you too as we call out from across the world. You know, we still lift up the Word of God each and every day, no matter where we are, and share His grace as how to live redeemed. Practice, prayer, and proclamation leads you to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day as we close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.